For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, this is RJ Harvey. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Good morning and salutations, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighbor Trash Man. Got my AG1. Got my Ian Rappaport rap sheet pulled up. And the question of the morning is, what is Aaron Rodgers waiting for? I mean, probably what he's waiting for are more teams to get in the hunt, more coverage of this debacle. He loves the drama. We know Aaron Rodgers at this point loves the drama. He seems like, you know, a mellow dude, doesn't really care about those sorts of things. But we know the truth, and that's that Aaron Rodgers loves drama. He loves having his own little soap opera about where he's going to play next. He also wants more teams in the mix, I guess. Yeah, the Vikings are in the mix now, along with, as we know, the Steelers and the Giants. And the thing is, I don't know if it's a good thing for any of the teams that he could purportedly be going to, at least for their as far as their receivers go. You know? I mean, does Aaron Rodgers going to any of those teams improve those receiving cores? What's up, the Draft Ranking Show? What's up, Kip C? Thanks for saying good morning. You know, don't really do that much anymore. I don't really do that much anymore. You know, I'm not really a morning person, to be honest. I wake up early. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want anyone to talk to me for like 45 minutes. Except for my sweet baby girl. And by baby girl, I mean my pug. She can talk to me. You're right, Kipsy. Rodgers just wants us talking about him. He loves it. He loves the drama. And really, honestly, for football, it's not bad for football. You know? I mean, I guess there is a lot going on in free agency, which we'll get to in just 1 second. Otherwise, you know, I mean, I guess technically this is free agent talk. But he loves the drama. He loves the conversation. He loves people talking about him, whether he feigns interest or not. So anyways, I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to the Steelers. I'm with CTE ESPN on that one. I think he goes to the Steelers. I think it probably makes the most sense for him. I think it's probably the team with the best receiving core of that group. Well, I don't know. Minnesota's got a great receiver. Well, they've got a great top two receivers, and I guess the Steelers do now too. So I guess they're pretty evenly matched in that department. You know, it would really be a knife in the back of Packers fans if Rodgers went to the Vikings, though. So maybe that is what he does. That seems like maybe that would be an intriguing Rodgers move, or something that he would find intriguing or interesting, at least. Who knows what he finds interesting anymore? Probably not football that much. Anyway, let's move on to some players who actually have found new teams. Rico Dowdle signed with the Panthers to a one-year, $6.25 million contract. It's not a bad move. You know, Jonathan Brooks, we hardly knew him. Knee injury. Might take him a while to get back on the field. Chuba Hubbard, he needs help back there. You can't touch the ball 30 times a game every game. And Rico Dowdle kind of, I mean, he fits the mold of the Panthers running back as of late. You know, big guy, 6 foot, 215 pounds. It makes sense for Dowdle. It makes sense for the Panthers. It might actually eat into Chuba Hubbard's load quite a bit, though. You know, I don't love it for Hubbard. I mean, it's good for the Panthers. Maybe a little bad for Hubbard. Yet to see that there. $2.75 million base salary for Dowdle. Dowdle's done well for himself, considering, you know, where he was two seasons ago. Starter for the Cowboys, now starter for the – well, not starter for the Panthers, but did compete with Chuba Hubbard. You know, he could get in on some series there. And, you know, it could be like the Panthers of old, where they had Jonathan Stewart and was it D'Angelo Williams back there? 1-2 punch for the Panthers. I like it. Evan Engram found a new home. The Broncos, they agreed to terms with Evan Engram for $23 million over 2 years. It's not bad. I mean, but Ingram's a good tight end. I mean, he's a big wide receiver, basically. The Jaguars freed up $6 million of cap space, but moving Engram. Engram, I mean, he did have a pretty injury-filled season in 2024. Brenton Strange filled in admirably in his absence. But people wanted Evan Engram. It's a weak tight end field out there. We need some good tight ends. There are some good tight ends in the draft. I think we will see some good tight ends go earlier than you might think in the draft this year. But again, we know that tight end is one of those positions that generally doesn't transition from college to NFL starter, you know, that quickly, or at least a productive NFL starter that quickly. It takes about 3 years, usually, for a tight end to hit his stride in the NFL. You know, we've had a couple of guys over the past couple of years who have made year one impacts at the tight end position, but generally speaking, that's not the case. So we have guys like Evan Engram who teams still vie for because they're proven commodities. So I think this bodes well for Bo Nix, makes him an even better fantasy quarterback. I think this bodes well for Engram. I think he could be, you know, a bastion of the red zone there for the Broncos. I like this for all parties involved for Denver. And they get another, you know, maybe their first consistent pass catcher, potentially, in a while. So I like this. I like this for Engram. I like this for Bo Nix. I like this for the Chargers. That's a good move all around. Cooper Kupp, he hasn't signed with a new team, but the Seattle Times report the Seahawks are right at the front for free agent Cooper Kupp. But it makes sense, I guess. I mean, it's another slot receiver. They have a slot receiver already in Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, he can move all over the field. And I guess to some extent, Cooper Kupp could play outside. At this point in his career, probably not. I don't see him really gaining separation. It's actually not a thing. It's kind of an odd fit for Cooper Kupp. Just because, you know, he and Jackson Smith and Jigba basically play the same position. And JSN is much better at this point in his career. But like Kipsey says, bring Kupp back home to Washington. It makes sense in that regard. Played his college ball in Washington from that area. So I think it makes sense from that perspective. I think it makes sense for Kupp wanting to go back home for sure. But for the team, for that offense, I don't know that it makes that much sense. You have two guys basically playing the same position. They need outside receivers. They need speed. So hopefully, I don't know. For fantasy purposes, I hope he goes somewhere else. If he does go to Seattle, though, you know, I like it for Kupp, you know, in the twilight of his career. A.J. Dillon, former running back for the Packers, signed by the Eagles. The rich keep getting richer in free agency. Dillon recently cleared to return to football after a neck injury that occurred late in the 2023 season. Dillon's 26, which, you know, is middle age for a running back, averaging just over 4 yards per carry in the 4 years he's played in the NFL. It has gone down in every year. He's not really a versatile running back, but he is good in the red zone on the goal line. So, you know, I mean, the Eagles don't really need that much help in that sense with the tush push and all, but it makes sense for the Eagles after shipping Kenneth. They killed Kenny and they brought in AJ Dillon. It makes sense for the Eagles. Gives them a big body back there. I don't think it necessarily hurts Saquon Barkley that much. I mean, he's just such a dynamic player. But maybe he takes some goal line touches away from him. I don't think it'll do enough to make Dillon viable on a week-to-week basis in fantasy. It just might bring down the touchdown upside of Saquon. Just a hair. So I don't know that I like this for fantasy, for really any of the parties involved. But it's a good move for the Eagles. What do y'all think? What's up, Terminal Sarcasm? Good morning to you, sir. Applied Literature says, what about Kupp to Green Bay? I mean, Green Bay has receivers who can play over the middle. I mean, who can be those intermediary targets. I feel like Green Bay needs a receiver who can stretch the field, but that can stay on the field. Christian Watson, he's a great receiver when he's healthy, but he can't stay healthy. They need a Christian Watson that can stay on the field. That's what the Packers need. I don't know that Kupp to Green Bay really makes that much sense for me. And more football news. The Chargers signed Mike Williams, formerly of the Steelers, to a 1-year, $6 million contract. Six seems to be the magic number in free agency right now. Williams goes home to the Chargers after spending time with the Jets and the Steelers the past couple of years. Williams spent 7 years as a Charger. His most recent season there, shortened by an ACL tear in 2023. So he goes back to the Chargers to compete with Quentin Johnston on the outside. I don't know that this really does much for Williams in fantasy on a regular basis. I do think that it helps Justin Herbert. I think this is a boost for Justin Herbert. You know, I guess they're more of a run first. Well, they started out. They sold the bill. They sold us a bill of goods that they were going to be a run first offense last season, which they were for a good portion of the season. But as the season wore on, they started to throw the ball a lot more. So maybe they have more of a balanced attack in this season. Maybe Mike Williams does have some viable days. But really, I think this overall just helps Justin Herbert and his fantasy projection.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Moving on, not that excited about Mike Williams at this point in his career. another player in the twilight of his career. That maybe that's the theme of the show, Twilight. I watched one of those movies once. A girl I was seeing made me. And that's all I'll say about that. Panthers revised Adam Thielen's contract. The 34-year-old will return for a 12th season to the Panthers. Decent line in 2024. 48 catches, 615 yards, 5 touchdowns in 10 games. And then the previous season, over 1,000 yards, only 4 touchdowns, though. You know, he's still tied to Bryce Young. You know, it's not an exciting prospect for Thielen or Young in that matter. I mean, he's fine in PPR leagues. He's going to get a lot of targets. He could lead the Panthers in receiving this season at age 34. What I like about it is that Thielen's going to be a guy that you can draft pretty late, but he's still going to produce for you. He's going to be somebody that you could just plug, set, and forget in PPR formats. So I like it overall. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the scam artist, got another team to take him on. The Seahawks, we were talking about just a moment ago about Cooper Kupp. I guess they did get their field stretcher in Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who, you know, you can chalk him up for at least four to five games where he catches 2 balls, 75 yards and a touchdown. The deal is worth up to $5.5 million. MVS, following offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak to Seattle after they bumped heads in New Orleans. I guess bumped heads is not the right word because I don't know that they bumped heads. They commiserated. You know, that was after Buffalo had cut him halfway through the season. 385 yards, 4 touchdowns in 8 games last season on only 17 catches. That's the thing. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Kipsy. It'll be week 5 and we'll be hitting the waiver wire to snag Thielen. That's probably true. I don't know if it'll even be I don't know if it'll be week 5. I think it might happen sooner than that. I think he might be drafted in quite a few leagues. But back to MVS. 4 touchdowns last year and 17 passes. I mean, that's that's pretty good. That's better than, you know, that's basically a third of his catches were touchdowns as a Saint. And the crazy thing is, with the Seahawks receiving core as barren as it is, MVS is likely to be a starter come week 1 if they don't do much else in free agency. And you know, you have to imagine they'll draft a receiver or two, but those guys might take a minute to get up to speed. MVS, we've seen that he can do it. MVS might be a starter for the Seahawks come week 1. Ah, another guy who you could probably draft or not, you know, in your last round of your draft, depending on, you know, how savvy the other owners are, that could end up paying dividends. Oh, hate to say it. but it's true. It's funny how things can change in an instant for a player like MBS, who seems to always find a home where he can produce to some extent. You know, kudos to him. But woe to those who depend on him on a weekly basis. The Colts have agreed to terms with running back Khalil Herbert, who most recently played for the Bengals, after spinning his wheels as a Bear. You know, I always liked Khalil Herbert as a running back. I thought he was extremely efficient at times for the Bears. I feel like maybe his best years were wasted there because he was splitting time. But he's now 27. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Actually, I think he might be 27. Just off the top of my head. But he is now an Indianapolis Colt. He'll back up Jonathan Taylor. And that means that he could... Oh, Khalil Herbert, 26. He'll actually be 27 when the season starts. So I was right. I need to stop second-guessing myself. He'll be the backup to Jonathan Taylor for the Colts, you know? And with Jonathan Taylor's recent history, there's a good chance that Herbert makes a start or two this season for the Colts. You know, and he's a decent pass catching back. I mean, I guess the downside is he'll have either Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones under center. Won't be getting much help from the passing game. But I like it for Herbert. I think it's a better situation for him than he's been in for the past couple of years. But I don't think it'll translate to much in fantasy, unfortunately for him. Jalen Reagor, wide receiver, a guy that I really liked in the pre-draft process the year that he came out. Re-signed with the Chargers. He was a former first-round pick. Never really materialized into an every-down receiver for any length of time in the NFL thus far. He gets another shot with the Chargers, you know, on a wide receiving core that is, I mean, that's shaky at best, really. I mean, Ladd McConkey's their best pass catcher. Jalen Reagor is a player that can play outside. You know, if he sticks, he could find his way into starter snaps. But at this point in his career, it seems like if he was going to stick somewhere, he would have by now. A guy that has stuck somewhere seems to be like we talk about him, or at least, you know, he gets in the garbage grab at least once a season these past few seasons due to injuries on the Lions running back and the Lions running back tandem. And that is Craig Reynolds, re-signed by the Lions. They love him. Reynolds rushed 31 times for 139 yards last year. Caught 3 of 5 targets for 40 yards. Craig Reynolds better for football than for fantasy. It's a good story. A guy that we never thought we'd be talking about in fantasy football for multiple years. Stays with Lions, stays with a Super Bowl contender. And, you know, he works out for them in a pinch. Does nothing for fantasy, though. Another move that probably does nothing for fantasy Wide receiver Van Jefferson, formerly the Steelers, one-year contract, $2.5 million to the Titans. Coming off of 2024, where he had 24 catches for 277 yards, two touchdowns with the Steelers. His best season, 800 yards or so with the Rams, which was probably like 4 years ago. The last time that he probably made an appearance in the garbage grab. But in a Tennessee receiving core that's just lost two of their starters, Van Jefferson stands a pretty good chance of being a starter for the Titans come week one. Not much upside there. You know, if it does have any fantasy implications, it's going to be in PPR formats. But it's a true trashy play that would be Van Jefferson on the Titans. I mean, just saying Van Jefferson on the Titans makes me want to yawn. If that's any indication of what I think about those fantasy implications. Let's see. A few more guys found new homes. The Ravens re-signed Tylan Wallace to a one-year, $2.25 million contract. You know, he was mainly a special teamer or a body out there to block. You know, he did have that 80-plus yard catch and run touchdown against Cincinnati in week 10. You know, but he's still playing behind a slew of wide receivers that are better than him. But he's a field stretcher, so maybe, you know, we get – he's like an MVS. He's like a poor man's MVS, if that tells you anything. Another guy who finds a new home, Marcus Mariota, re-signed – well, actually not a new home, same home. Re-signed by the Commanders to a one-year, $8 million contract. $8 million is not bad. One-year contract for Marcus Mariota. Former number two pick. Remember that? Remember that draft? With Jameis? Anyway, he gets to back up arguably, not even arguably, the best young quarterback in the league in Jaden Daniels. Probably won't start a game this season, but he stays in Washington. For another year. And one more, let's talk about Giants re-signing kick returner Amir Smith-Marset, another special teamer, re-signing with the G-Men. You know, he was one of seven players to take a kickoff to the end zone last year. And his 100-yard return was the longest of the season. So it's a good re-signing for the Giants. You know, he's no Kevontae Turpin, but it's a solid move for the Giants and their special teams. Maybe a player. Well, no, you're not even in, like, return yards league because he's not getting much action otherwise. Not really moving the needle, not moving the fantasy needle at all. Oh, let's talk about one more. Mac Jones signed by the 49ers to a two-year, $7 million contract, $5 million guaranteed. Gives Brock Purdy somebody, a capable backup, gives the 49ers a capable backup behind Brock Purdy. Hopefully he doesn't see the field at all. And so there you have it. Most, if not all, the free agent moves since the show yesterday. The Bucs did bring back quarterback Kyle Trask, another backup signing. Kipsy's saying Mac Jones going full circle to San Fran is a good way to sum up how this offseason is going. I don't disagree with you, Kip. Jamie, what do I think about Ashton Doolin re-signing 2 years? We talked about Ashton Doolin yesterday. He's arguably the worst receiver on that team. It does nothing for me from a fantasy perspective. Good for Doolin. That's all I can say about that. Is Calvin Austin, Roster Clock, Doris Stash, and Scene especially? Roman W around. Thing with Calvin Austin is I think in PPRs, he's a okay stash. I just don't see him. I don't see it, his upside being high enough to where he's really going to make a dent, considering who's on the outside there. Yeah, I think he's roster clogged, to be honest. You know, he might get a few good games in PPR formats, but I think he's going to be largely roster clogged, yeah. And so there you have it. Thanks, Roster Watch Nation, for joining me this morning. Cody and Alex will be back in a few hours talking about God knows what. But I hope you stay tuned for that. Thanks for tuning in this morning, where we at Roster Watch are doing something different. And I hope it makes your morning better. Hope it gets you excited for the fantasy season. It's making me more excited for the fantasy season, although that doesn't take much. Anyways, this has been the Trash Man, on behalf of RosterWatch.com. Until next time, be ready.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.